This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, what is a good cash-on-cash return? But before I get started, I just wanted to encourage those of you who are moving forward. I'm getting some great emails from folks that are getting started, buying first properties, others that are buying properties, third, fourth, fifth properties, and it's really exciting. So I just want to encourage you. Also, I hope you guys have been enjoying the show, not only our Friday, Fun Fact Fridays, but our Monday interviews, as well as the other resources at olddogsreinetwork.com. That's a resource that we're trying to put together to make it as valuable as possible. So we have articles there, we have podcasts, there's books, other resources. All we ask is that the folks that do listen, that appreciate the show, become subscribers, that you go to iTunes and look for Old Dogs and hit the subscribe button. And that way you get our podcasts on a regular basis every Monday and Friday when they come out, as well as being able to access our other resources on our website as well. Well, let's go ahead with our topic today. It is, what is a good cash-on-cash return? Now, in the past, I have brought you various programs and about cap rate and IRR and some other areas out there that are used to evaluate investment properties. And so I would say here's one that's very popular, but I would say never use a single ratio or metric to assess a property, whether it's good or bad. I think it can help you to maybe narrow down and look at other indicators, but I would suggest that you look at various different factors and sort of weigh them together. I admit my initial screening of properties is usually my heaviest weight is put on cash flow. So I do, if it looks like a property has good cash flow, I'll dig deeper, but then I'll start looking at some of the other factors and metrics and so forth. So let's go ahead and talk about cash on cash. Cash on cash rate of return is one of the more popular rates of return associated with rental property analysis. Ironically, though, it's not a particularly powerful statistic. In fact, real estate investors would be wise to rely on other better ways to measure the profitability of an income property investment. Still, because cash on cash is not without its supporters, it seemed like a good idea to take a closer look for those of you new to real estate investing. Let me give you just an overview. The cash on cash rate of return measures the ratio between the total amount of cash flow a rental income generates in a particular year and the total cash investment a real estate investor initially makes to purchase the property. In other words, cash on cash is computed because it shows the yield an investor might expect to collect on his or her cash investment. Cash on cash return is a ratio that's based on, annual cash flow divided by the equity you've invested. So cash flow equals cash flow divided by invested equity. Now, utilizing cash on cash to evaluate a property has pluses and minuses, and I'll just give a couple of those up front. Number one, The pro is that it's easy to calculate. It's easy to get your numbers together to be able to do the computations. You can sometimes do it in your own head. Another thing is that it provides a quick and easy way to make a first glance comparison between various investing opportunities. For instance, cash on cash enables investors to determine the highest cash return between several real estate investing opportunities, as well as to other types of investment opportunities, such as a CD. I would say some of the cons or the negatives is it's limited to the rate of return on the cash flow before taxes. So you don't get any of the tax advantage factors. And it doesn't account for the time value of money. So it's most effective as a measurement really in sort of the first year of ownership only. You would rarely hear anyone talk about cash on cash returns and other types of investments, such as stocks or other traditional types of investment. But it's very popular in real estate. Usually when people look at stocks, they're looking at ROI or return on investment. So in order to calculate the ROI, you need to know all the money that you made from an investment in addition to the cash that you invested. However, you cannot possibly know how much a rental property will bring you in total before you actually sell it, okay, primarily because you don't know what's going to happen over time, to the expenses as well as the income and the equity that may have accumulated in that property as well. A popular and easy metric to use in real estate investing is generally a cash on cash. It's also called an equity dividend rate. The cash on cash return is calculated also by looking at the net operating income divided by total cash investment. The net operating income is simply the annual rental income minus the operating expenses. The total cash investment is all the cash that you pay out of pocket. So that's when you're looking at the what you actually spend. So if you buy a property with cash and you pay all that up front, that would be the amount plus whatever escrow fees and other costs. If you have rehab costs, that would be involved in that first initial out-of-pocket expense. If you do a loan against the property, then of course you'd have your down payment and then whatever associated costs. So let's take an example. Let's look at a situation where there is no loan involved, just to get a kind of an easy overview. So let's say you buy a rental property that costs $250,000. You pay the full amount in cash. Yes, you are one of those few lucky people to have $250,000 in your pocket at that time, okay? You need to pay another 5% in closing costs and rehab costs. So another 5% of that $250,000 would be $12,500. Now, don't forget to factor in the rehab costs too, because that's an important part. It doesn't make any sense to calculate the cash-on-cash return on your property if you ignore the cost it took to make that place rentable or in a good condition to rent out. So to get your total investment, okay, your total cash investment would be the $250,000 plus that 5% factor, which is closing costs plus rehab costs, which is $12,500, giving you a total $262,500. Now you charge $2,100, let's say your rental income is $2,100 per month for that property. So your annual rental income would be $2,100 times 12, or $25,200. Now, I usually, especially when I'm quickly analyzing properties, I usually use the 50% rule, which is I look at the operating expenses at being half of the rental income. It's not always, perfect, but it's close enough to do most estimates for me. Sometimes you have less than that in expenses, sometimes you have slightly more, but I think it's a good average. So to calculate the NOI here, you'd have to look at looking at 50% of the rental income. Rental income being $25,200, as I mentioned. 50% of that is $12,600. Okay, and the cash on cash return then, therefore, would be taking that NOI figure we just calculated, $12,600, divided by the total cash investment. Okay, so that's the $12,600. That's the NOI divided by the $262,500, which was the amount that we had for the cash out of pocket total. And that gives you 4.8%, which I think is not a really good cash on cash return at all. But it, again, just using this example, that would be a property I probably wouldn't dig much deeper on, given those factors. But let's look at it with a loan. Okay, so let's face it, most of us can't actually, you know, take the $250,000 out of our pockets to pay for it in cash. And my other question is, why would you want to? You can use leverage by, for example, that same $250,000 you'd use to buy one property, you could buy four properties by going 25% down with a mortgage loan on each property. That's the power of leverage. And in fact, that's a subject for another Fun Facts Friday. But let's take the loan example. So in this example, look at the more realistic scenario in which a real estate investor takes out a loan from the bank to finance the purchase of his or her $250,000 rental property. In order to allow us to compare the two cash on cash return rates, one without a loan and one with a loan, consider the property as above. Same property, buying it for $250,000, but we're putting 25% down. Okay, that's our down payment on the property. So 25% of $250,000, $62,500. We include the same closing and rehab costs, that 5% that we mentioned earlier, it adds up to $12,500. So our total cash investment now is going to be the down payment of $62,500 plus the $12,500, which is the closing costs and rehab, for a total of $75,000. So $75,000 is what I'm actually taking out of my pocket here to get this property. Now, don't get confused at this stage, because when calculating cash on cash return, we only take into consideration the cash money that we pay right away, which means the down payment. You should not include the bank loan amount here, only the down payment. Now we need to calculate the NOI. In addition to the rental income, which you'll add, and the operating expenses, which you'll subtract, we have to now add the debt service to the equation, which basically we will subtract out again, okay, away from, so we're taking our rental income and we're subtracting operating expenses and we're subtracting the debt service or your mortgage payment for the year. Assuming a 4% interest rate loan, let's hope you can get a good rate there, the debt service would be 4% of the actual loan balance of $187,500, okay, equals $7,500. That's how much you're going to have to pay on the loan for the year. So the NOI, okay, here, let's tell you, I know I'm getting into a lot of numbers here, but all of this stuff that I'm doing, all the calculations are on the website in our show notes, as we always have in there. So you can go back and you can look at the numbers yourself and you can learn this a little bit easier as opposed to just listening to the numbers. But if you can follow me here just a little bit here, the NOI equals $12,600, which was the rental income, okay, minus the 50% expenses. So that's your income there, minus, okay, your $7,500, which is your mortgage payments, okay. And then that equals your $5,100, which is your new NOI amount, okay, for the loan financed property. Now, to get the new cash on cash return, simply take the NOI, okay, divided by, so you got your new NOI of $5,100 divided by your total cash investment, which is the $75,000 out of pocket. But now your cash on cash return is 6.8%. Still, it's not so great, but again, it's better than it would be if you paid cash for the property. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Back to our original question, and when we first started this, is what is a good cash on cash return? Now, I was kind of making comments as we're looking at these, you know, 4.8 or 6.8, you know, that these are not very impressive cash on cash returns. I would say that, and again, experts disagree on the numbers, so this is really a subjective thing, but some say that anything above 8% is good, and that they aim for something in the range between 8 and 12. So if you see a cash on cash return of between 8 and 12, maybe it's worth exploring a little bit further. But then there's other investors that would not even bother to think about a rental property if it doesn't promise them a cash on cash return of 20%. I mean, that's a lot. And generally, you know, you're going to see that more with C minus type properties. But the cash on cash return also varies from one kind of property to another and from one location to another, depending on where you're buying in the States or Canada, wherever you're investing. So because cash on cash return is a simple metric, it does not tell us everything about a rental property. For example, it does not factor in appreciation or tax benefits. Thus, it is only an indication of whether a real estate investment could be a good idea or not. Okay, and the important factor here is that you're kind of capturing it as one particular point in time. You're not looking at the lifespan of that property or a 5-year, 10-year, 20-year projection on that property. It is that first year you're really focusing in on. From that standpoint, it is limited to what it can be used as an assessment tool. So before making the final decision, you have to really conduct a more sophisticated, in-depth analysis to guarantee the return that you are looking for. I think that, you know, it's a good tool. It's a good quick glance metric you can use, but it's certainly not something that I would use to decide on whether or not a property necessarily is good or bad. I think it seems somewhat attractive, so you can dig a little deeper and then really do some more thorough analysis. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here, as I mentioned to you, can be accessed in our show notes. So all these numbers and calculations that I had will be in our show notes. Just look for the show, What's a Good Cash on Cash Return. Well, until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.